Well, she has played some of the sweetheart roles, but now Cameron Diaz wants us to know that she can be bad. She stars in a raunchy new comedy coming out this weekend. It is called Bad Teacher. And joining us now to talk about it, WTOP's entertainment editor Joe Barber. Can she be good as bad?
Well, you know what, guys? I have sat here on many Fridays and said to you guys and to Bruce as well that I was getting a little sick of the raunchy comedies. Well, here's a comedy that really would have been a lot better if it had been a little raunchier, if it had really gone completely outright. The restraint wasn't necessarily the best thing here. Cameron Diaz plays a gold-digging teacher who basically decided to go into teaching for all the right reasons. The fact she had all summer off, that she had holidays, that she got paid for not doing anything with no accountability. But at the beginning of the film, her wealthy boyfriend decides to toss her out on her can. And so she has to go back to the school where she was teaching the year before. And she's out looking for a new sugar daddy. And she thinks she may have found one in a wealthy young teacher who's really committed to education, played by, of all people, Justin Timberlake, who in real life used to be her boyfriend. Except that he's interested in another very crazed teacher by the name of Amy Squirrel, who's also like the perfect teacher, except she's got a little neurotic habit that comes into play in the movie. And so there's this clash, this love triangle, as well as this teacher who's trying to, for example, she teaches her kids by showing them movies like Stand and Deliver and Dangerous Minds rather than really teaching them anything. It is amusing. It is funny. There are some slightly gross jokes and there's some sexual overtones to the humor in the film, but it really could have used, really, if it had just gone full out. There's another movie called Bad Santa. If you've ever seen Bad Santa, you know it really is very sacrilegious about Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
If this film had the same spirit about teaching and education,
yeah, I like
it
Bad Santa.
Yeah, it would have been a lot funnier. As it is, it's okay. Not a bad little film. 2.5 stars and a definite R rating for language, sexuality, things like that. But it really could have been better.
Otherwise, sounds like a good way to spend a couple hours.
Not a bad way to spend about 100 minutes. Roughly.
All right.
Yes.
Joe, we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Thanks.
You got it.